Thank you for our worship team. 带领我们一起来到神的家中敬拜。
We thank the worship team for letting us worship the Lord at His house.
也真的再次提醒我们，我们的生命气息都是属于主耶稣。
This reminds us again that all we have all belongs to Jesus.
就像圣经说的，我们全人全心的为主献上是理所当然的。
This is what the Bible says. It is only right for us to submit and surrender everything to the Lord.
上周末是感恩节的节期。
Last week was Thanksgiving holiday.
希望大家都有一个美好的感恩节。
I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
那师母和我呢也去了奥斯汀。享受儿子媳妇为我们准备的火鸡大餐。
My wife and I went to Austin last week and enjoyed a delicious turkey dinner prepared by our son and daughter-in-law.
在我们享受丰盛的食物，还有这个黑色星期五以及网购的星期一的时候
，Sumptuous gifts and Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping，
经常使我们忘记了感恩节的由来和它的意义。所以我们必须要来思想一下到底什么是感恩。我们的对象是谁？
Who are we going to give thanks to?
为什么我们要纪念感恩节？
Why do we need to give thanks?
大约在500年前的时候，有一批100多位虔诚的基督徒。他们为了追求真实的信仰和敬拜，他们从英国出发，乘了一艘船，名叫五月花号。横渡了大西洋，来到了美国的东北角，为了感谢神的带领和丰富的供应，并且也感谢当地印第安人教导他们怎么种植农作物和打猎。
And to thank the Native Americans for teaching them about farming and hunting.
所以在他们第二年的秋天的时候，他们大丰收，他们就邀请了印第安人。
In the fall of the second year after their great harvest, they invited the Native Americans.
一起欢庆了美国历史上的第一个感恩节。
To celebrate the first Thanksgiving in the American history.
那我们教会也每年在感恩节之前的主日。
Every year our church will also offer our Thanksgiving and praise to the Lord during the Sunday service before Thanksgiving.
我们也一起来向神献上我们的感恩跟赞美。
Our church will also offer our thanksgiving and praise to the Lord during the Sunday service before Thanksgiving.
那马上要来的圣诞节更是美国最大的一个节日。
Christmas is the most celebrated holidays in the United States.
当然，这个节日不是为了要圣诞老公公的礼物。
Not because of Santa Claus gift.
也不是因为学校放假，全家可以一起去旅游。
Nor is it because the whole family can go on vacation due to school holiday.
全世界都欢庆圣诞节，是因为耶稣基督救主的降生。
The whole world celebrates Christmas because of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ.
主耶稣不但是世界上最伟大的人物。
The Lord Jesus is not only the greatest man in the world.
更是旧约圣经从开始就应许的那一位后裔。
But also the offspring that God promised in the Old Testament.
当我们了解圣诞节是关乎主耶稣的降生，
Since Christmas is about the birth of our Lord Jesus,
所以我们十二月的主日信息就是要从圣经来认识耶稣是谁。
In our December sermon, we should learn from the Bible about who Jesus is.
而且明白耶稣为什么要来到这个世界。
And also to understand why Jesus came to this world.
在开始之前， 我们先来做一个祷告。
Before we begin, let's start with a prayer.
昔在、今在、永在的天父上帝，你是一切美善恩赐的源头。
Our faithful and eternal Heavenly Father, you are the source of all goodness and grace.
你对我们的爱永不改变。
And your love for us never change.
你当初拣选了亚伯拉罕，并且应许他和他的后裔要成为万民的祝福。
You have chosen Abraham and promised him and his offspring to be the blessing of all nations.
这样的应许因着耶稣的降生而应验了。
This promise has been fulfilled through the birth of Jesus.
使一切相信耶稣的人不但罪得赦免。
Therefore, all who believe in Jesus shall be forgiven of their sins.
更因着耶稣从死里复活，赐我们永生的盼望。
And shall also be given eternal life through the resurrections of Jesus.
当我们欢庆主耶稣降生的时候
，In celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ，
不但我们自己要领受耶稣的救恩
，Not only have we received the salvation of Jesus，
我们也要去传扬耶稣降生的好消息。
We shall also spread the gospel of the salvation of Jesus.
成为社区的盼望跟祝福。
And be a blessing to the community.
我们这样的感恩祷告，侍奉主耶稣的圣名。
We thank you and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 今天我们要一起看新约圣经的马太福音。
Today we are going to look at the Gospel, the book of Matthew in the New Testament.
马太福音，它在新约圣经并不是最早写成的一本书。
Although the book of Matthew is not the first book in the New Testament,
可是它不停地重复地强调，它说这是要应验先知的话。
It repeatedly emphasizes on the fulfillments of the words of the prophets.
那先知的话指的就是新约圣经前面的旧约圣经。
The words of the prophets refer to the Old Testament prior to the New Testament.
因为马太福音的信息跟旧约圣经紧密相连。
Since the book of Matthew is closely related to the Old Testament.
特别是他提到关于主耶稣基督的应许。
Especially the promises concerning our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以马太福音被排在新约圣经的第一卷书。
As such, the book of Matthew is hierarchically the first book of the New Testament.
让我们翻到马太福音第一章，我们先从十八节念到十九节。
Let us turn to the first chapter of Matthew and let us read chapter 1, verse 18 and 19.
让我们用自己习惯的语言一起来念。
In our first languages.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
他
母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚是从圣灵怀了孕，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。在这里，中文圣经用降生来形容耶稣的出生。
The word born used in the Chinese Bible also refers to descent.
表明耶稣是从天上降生到地上。
It refers to Jesus being born from the heaven to the earth.
这里也告诉我们耶稣的母亲她的名字叫做玛利亚。
Jesus' mother is Mary.
她已经许配给约瑟，但是他们还没有成亲。
She has been betrothed to Joseph.But they have not yet married.
玛利亚从圣灵怀孕，说明婴孩耶稣他的降生是一个超凡的降生。
Mary conceived Jesus through the Holy Spirit and gave birth to Jesus. Jesus' birth was extraordinary.
圣经让我们知道耶稣是完全的人，完全的神，所以他不需要经过男女的结合。
Jesus is fully God, and he did not need to pass through the union of men and women.
但是我们在这里也看到，耶稣从母亲的肚子里面生出来。
On the other hand, since Jesus was born on earth from the mother's womb,
他成为了一个软弱无助的婴孩，也表明耶稣是一个完全的人。
As a feeble and helpless baby, this also indicates that Jesus is also fully man.
路加福音也说，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it is said that, And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man.
他也告诉我们，耶稣基督跟我们一样，都需要时间慢慢的长大成熟。
This also indicates that Jesus, like all of us, needed to take time to slowly grow to adulthood.
耶稣超凡的降生，很快就让我们联想到旧约圣经的第一卷书《创世纪》。
The extraordinary birth of Jesus reminds us of Genesis in the Old Testament.
在那里，神也已经应许了有一个女人的后裔。
The beginning of the Bible records that God has promised the offspring of the woman.
当神创造了第一对男女亚当和夏娃的时候
，Adam and Eve were God's first creation of man and woman.
他们受了蛇的引诱，违背了神的命令。
Unfortunately, they were tempted by the serpent, and they disobeyed the command of God.
因为他们吃了神吩咐不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子，结果被赶出了伊甸园。
They ate the fruit of the tree of good and evil, and were consequently driven out of the Garden of Eden.
从此人就与神隔绝，因为神是全然圣洁和公义的。
And because of that, man has been separated from God. This is because God is holy and righteous.And a sinful cannot come to God.
有罪的人不能来到神的面前。
Sinner cannot come to God.
但是怜悯人的神却赐下应许。
However, our merciful God gave us this promise.
让我们一起来念创世纪的三章十五节。
Let us read Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你也要伤他的脚跟。这是人犯罪之后神赐下的第一个好消息。
This is the first good news God gave us after man started to sin.
耶稣超凡的降生。应验了这个女人后裔的应许。
Jesus' extraordinary birth fulfilled the promise of the offspring of the woman.
蛇在启示录二十章的时候也告诉我们，这个蛇就是魔鬼，也是撒旦。
Revelation chapter 20 tells us that the serpent is the devil and is also called Satan.
魔鬼撒旦不但抵挡神。也千方百计在神面前控告我们的罪孽和过犯。
Satan not only go against God, but also constantly accusing us of our sins and trespasses in front of God.
就是要拦阻我们来到神的面前。
Satan will do everything possible to stop us from coming to God.
当耶稣他被钉死在十字架的时候，撒旦必定在那边鼓掌欢庆。
When Jesus was crucified, Satan would surely applaud.
但是耶稣他也是完全的神。
But Jesus is also a complete God.
他不受死亡的控制，三天以后耶稣从死里复活。
He is free from the control of death. And 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead.
不但摧毁了撒旦的权势，也带领我们脱离罪和死的捆绑。
He destroyed the power of Satan and led us out of bondage of sin and death.
那我们回到马太福音，我们看到玛利亚她未婚怀孕。
In Matthew, we notice that Mary was pregnant and was not married.
在2000多年保守的犹太人社会，这个未婚怀孕。当然是一件羞耻的事。
In the conservative Jewish society more than 2,000 years ago, the unmarried but pregnant Mary, okay, is considered ashamed.
而且按照摩西律法，这样的女人是要被石头打死的。
And as per the law of Moses, she was to be stoned to death.
约瑟他想要保留玛利亚的性命，甚至于玛利亚的名声。
Joseph wanted to save Mary's life and her reputation.
所以他想暗暗的来解除他们的婚约。
As such, he planned to secretly terminate their engagement.
但是神不但要约瑟顺服神的计划，将玛利亚娶过来。
But God not only wanted Joseph to obey God's plan to marry Mary,
而且要他成为，不但要他成为耶稣世上的父亲，而且也向世人宣告耶稣来世界的目的。
And become Jesus' father in the world, and also to proclaim the purpose of Jesus coming to the world.
让我们继续念二十节和二十一节。
Let us continue to read verse 20 to 21.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶她过来。”妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。耶稣在希伯来文就是耶和华神拯救的意思。
Jesus in Hebrew means Yahweh saves.
神起初是按照自己的形象创造了我们。
God first created us in his image.
但是人听从蛇而违背了神的命令。
But because man listened to the serpent and disobeyed God's command,
使神那个荣耀的形象在我们里面亏缺了。
God's glorious image in us was damaged.
罪就是没有达到神的标准。
Sin means falling short of God's standard.
罪的结局就带来了死亡。
And the wages of sin is death.
所以耶稣降世就是要将我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
Therefore, Jesus came to the world to save us from sin.
约翰福音三章十六十七节也告诉我们。
John chapter 3 verse 16 to 17 tells us that
耶稣是神的独生子。
Jesus is the only begotten Son of God.
人的儿子是人，神的独生子呢，当然是神。
The Son of Man is man.The only begotten Son of God is of course God.
独生子不但代表他独一无二的地位。
God's only child is not only unique.
更让我们看到耶稣是神所看为最宝贵的。
But also God's most precious.
但是为了爱我们，神竟然差遣他自己的独生子耶稣基督来到世上拯救我们。
But because God loves us, He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come to this world to save us.
就是要叫一切相信耶稣的人不再受到罪和死的捆绑。
To call upon all who believe in Jesus to be free from the control of sin and death.
让我们都可以领受从神而来的新生命。
And to receive eternal life from God.
我们接下来还要继续念二十二节到第二十三节。
Let us continue to read verse 22 to 23.
这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在的意思。耶稣超凡的降生应验了七百多年前先知以赛亚的预言。
The extraordinary birth of Jesus fulfilled the prophet Isaiah's prophecy of more than 700 years ago.
不但童女怀孕，而且生下的儿子表明神与我们同在的意思。
The virgin birth and the birth of the Son and that God is with us.
其实圣经更多的告诉我们，耶稣的降生除了要应验旧约先知的应许之外，
In addition to fulfilling the promises of the Old Testament prophets,
耶稣超凡的降生也证明他是完全的神，他有能力来拯救我们。
The extraordinary birth of Jesus also proves that he is fully God, capable of saving us.
从母腹出生也表明他是一个完全的人，他也和我们一样经历世上一切的试探和苦难。
He is also fully man, experiencing the temptation and suffering of the world as we are.
圣经说，主耶稣成为了挽回祭。
Jesus became a redemption.
他牺牲自己，替我们接受了罪的刑罚，平息了神对我们的愤怒。
Jesus replaces us to receive the punishments of our sin.
因着主耶稣的挽回祭，使我们能与神和好。
To quell the wrath of God and to reconcile us with God.
虽然主耶稣和我们一样经历试探和各种的苦难。
Jesus was tempted, okay, and has been through trials just like all of us.
但是和我们不一样的是，他没有犯罪。
But unlike us, he did not sin.
他以无罪的代替有罪的。
Jesus, the sinless, replaces us, the sinful.
亲爱的朋友们，你是否也愿意接受耶稣对你的邀请？
Dear friends, are you willing to accept God's invitation?
坦然无惧地来到他的施恩宝座前。
To come to the throne of Jesus.
使我们能够得连续蒙恩惠。
To receive His mercy and grace.
也全然地相信耶稣是我们随时的帮助。
To believe that Jesus is our help always.
我们做父母的，我们知道我们自己不完全。
As parents, even though we are not perfect.
但是无论我们怎样不好，我们对自己的孩子都是疼爱有加。
We always love our children abundantly.
当我们两个孩子还小的时候，非常的天真可爱，什么话什么字都听从父母的。
When my two children were very young, they were especially innocent, lovely, and obedient.
但是好景不长，等到他们大概四年级五年级的时候，他们就产生了这个青少年的叛逆期出来了。
Unfortunately, when they were at fourth and fifth grade in school, they started to show the signs of the youth rebellion.
他们想要把自己头发染成各种不同的颜色。
They wanted to dye their hair to various strange colors.
那我们当然不能同意。
Of course we objected.
所以他们就把头发梳得东翘西斜的。
They then decided to comb their hair into some odd and ridiculous style.
在那个时候，还有一种裤子是露出内裤一半。
They chose to wear pants that exposed half of their underwear.
然后裤管很宽，拖在地上。
And with long bell bottom dragging on the floor.
他们的叛逆真的让我们做父母的头痛不已。
Their rebellious nature gave us endless headache.
感谢神让我们有机会接触了教会。
Thank God for giving us the opportunity to be exposed to church.
我看别人家的孩子不但懂规矩，而且也不随从这个世俗，追求那些外表的奇装异服。
In the church, we saw children who were obedient and rule-abiding, and they did not pursue the fancy trend of the secular world.
感谢神，师母那时候已经信主了。
Praise God that at that time my wife was already a believer of Christ.
为了两个孩子，我也决定每个星期天不再睡懒觉。
For the sake of my two children, I decided to wake up early on Sunday.
我愿意以身作则，全家一起去教会。
To lead by example and to bring my families to church.
因为他们需要。
Because they need it.
可是 当我愿意打开自己的心靠近神的时候，
But when I started to open my heart and move closer to God,
神也奇妙地在我心中动工。
God started to work miracle in me,
让我明白基督教的信仰并不是一个外表宗教的活动。
He helped me to understand that Christian faith is not about any external religious activities,
而是我们内在生命的改变。
But a change of the inner life.
神让我看到我自己的骄傲，我自以为是。
I saw my pride and my self-righteousness.
我凡事以自我为中心，得罪神也得罪了人。
I was very self-centered. It was all about me and never about the feelings and needs of others. I offended other people and I offended God.
而主耶稣那个牺牲舍己的爱，不但改变了我，更改变了我的人生观和我的价值观。
Jesus' sacrificial love not only touched my heart, but also changed my values and outlook on life.
进了教会不到一年，骄傲的我，谦卑的来到耶稣面前。
In less than a year, I was transformed from an arrogant to a humble person, and I came in front of Jesus.
我受洗归主，神也翻转了我的家庭。
I was baptized into God's family, and since then, our family has completely changed for the better.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，下个星期如果你看周报，教会有姐妹团契，有长辈的轻松团契，还有粤语团契各样的聚会。
Brothers and sisters, as you can see from the bulletin, next week the church will have sisters fellowship, senior fellowship, and Cantonese fellowship gatherings.
请大家邀请我们的亲朋好友、社区朋友一起来参加，让他们也能够早日来认识耶稣。
Please invite your friends and family to join us so that they can know Jesus soon.
因着进入教会，我们两个原来叛逆的儿子，他们也先后受洗归主。
After attending church, my two sons were also baptized into God's family.
甚至在教会里面，他们认识了我们两个乖巧可爱的媳妇。
And they met their wives, my two lovely daughter-in-laws in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，孩子们能够在教会长大，是神赐给我们最大的福分。
It is therefore God's greatest blessing for children to grow up in church.
12月16号，教会也有青少年欢庆圣诞的特别聚会。
On December 16, the church has a special youth Christmas celebration.
请大家邀请我们邻居的青少年都来参加。
Please invite the youth of your neighborhood to attend.
然后十二月的二十一号，只要是五岁以上的儿童和青少年。
On December 20th and 21st, children and adolescents over 5 years of age.
我们也会一起到社区的医院和老人院去探访长辈。
They will also visit the community's nursing home and hospital. Okay.
向他们报佳音，传扬耶稣降生的好消息。
For Christmas caroling and to spread the gospel.
今天就可以在大厅的外面登记。
You can register for your children in the hall today.
下午三点半到六点，我们也会聚集青少年一起来准备这些报佳音的这些圣诞礼物。
This afternoon between 3:30 and 6 p.m.
鼓励家长带你们的孩子都来参加。
The children will start to prepare.The Christmas gift for the two visits, and we encourage parents and their children to participate in these meaningful activities.
最后，我再讲一下后裔在圣经原文是种子的意思。
Offspring originally means seed.
种子它不但充满了生命力，也具有承先启后、属灵传承的这个潜在的能力。
Seed is not only full of vitality.It also has the inherent ability of transforming generations spiritually.
愿神赐福我们和我们的后裔。
May God bless us and our offspring.
世世代代 都领受耶稣基督的救恩，行在神的真道当中。
To continue to walk in God's words for generations.
亲爱的朋友们，在普世欢庆主耶稣降生的时候，
Dear friends, while the world is celebrating the birth of the Savior Jesus Christ,
如果你过去还没有接受耶稣，
If you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ in the past,
今天耶稣牺牲舍己的爱也同样的感动了你。
And if you are touched by God's sacrificial love today,
你现在就愿意接受耶稣成为你生命的救主。
And you would like to accept Jesus Christ to be the Savior of your life.
你可以轻轻地在座位上把你的手举起来，我们会为你祷告。
Please gently lift your hands and we will pray for you.
如果你今天听到耶稣降生的好消息，
If you have heard, if you have heard the birth of Jesus, the good news of the birth of Jesus,
你愿意接受耶稣基督，你花点时间跟神祷告，花一点时间思想。如果你愿意接受这样的救恩，请你在座位上轻轻地把你的手举起来。
If you are willing to accept Jesus into your life, to accept His grace, and to have the salvation, you can pray to Him inside your heart. And if there's a decision, please lift out your hand, and we will pray for you. Let's bow down and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you.
你因为爱我们，差遣你的爱子耶稣，放弃天上的尊贵和荣耀。
Because you love us, you send your only Son Jesus to us.
谦卑地来到世界，为我们受死。
To humbly come to this world, to replace us to receive death because of sin.
让我们的罪得到赦免。
To forgive our sin.
你更让所有接受耶稣的人有圣灵住在我们的心中。
And you also let all the believers.Okay, to have Holy Spirit dwell in them.
让我们可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we can live a life that pleases you.
也因着你从死里复活，将永远的生命也赐给了我们。
And because of the resurrections of Jesus, that we receive eternal life from you.
我们为我们今天在座所有的还没接受主耶稣的朋友们。
For all our friends here who has yet to receive Jesus,
借着你今天自己大能的信息，把你的话语也像种子一样撒在他们的心中。
We pray that your words has planted in their heart,
让这个种子在他们心中发芽生长。
For this seed to grow in their heart,
让他们都能早日也走上。这样蒙福的道路
，for them to be able to receive your blessing soon。
今天也是我们每个月一次的圣餐主日。
Today is also our communion day。
我们感谢主，你设立圣餐。
We thank God for the communion。
借着饼跟杯，再次的让我们的生命与你来连接。
And through the bread and the cup, for us to be connected with you again。
我们这样子的感恩祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.